bring it to the floor.
Talent, grace, I'm never gonna be done. Lean on in, now welcome to the kingdom.
Talk, the number one women's wrestling show on the planet. My name is TK Trinidad, aka the Canadian Assassin, and I am not alone, which is great. I'm never alone. I'm very happy. I'm very thankful. I am very blessed. She hails from the valley. She is a farmer's daughter. Please welcome Emily May.
Happy to have my gals back.
And I just want to refer to her as the cat lady number two or one or a thousand. If you watch our shows, you're gonna know. So you have to go back and then watch it for, and then you know what I'm talking about. And she's also a wrestler too, by the way. Please welcome Sarah the Rebel.
I am number one. Number one cat lady.
One. I was cat lady number one first. You're number two.
I don't like that. Queen cat lady then.
Oh my goodness. So we're going to do a star of the week. And then if you guys don't know, we do news every Thursday. So definitely check us on IG Live, YouTube, all that good stuff every Thursday at 4 p.m. But this is all about our guests. We know you don't really come for us. It's all about our guests. And I'm so happy. She's been on the show before. She's been doing amazing things. If you're not following her, you definitely got to follow her, because you're going to see some eye candy all over the place. You see her all over the place. You see she's beautiful in the face. She's thick in the waist. She got all that, all of that going on. Please welcome Faye Jackson.
Hey, what an intro.
I mean, girl, your IG sometimes, I'd be like,
I gotta show off the moneymaker sometimes.
So, you know. I mean, you know what? I am not mad at you. It's one of those, you know, when you see the moneymaker and you're just like, damn, like I wish God blessed me with that type of moneymaker. It's kind of one of those situations. It's like,
it's a gift and it's a curse. Trust me.
Well, it looks good. It all looks good.
I believe
that. I've
been
trying to shrink it for I don't know how long now, but my waist always shrinks and not my butt or my boobs. Matter of fact, I just got my measurements done yesterday, and the lady told me I done grew a cup, so I'm pissed.
Let me just get this straight.
In her complaining voice?
I know. I didn't get this straight. So you, when you drop weight in your waist.
Yes.
But your booty and your boobs,
they don't shrink.
And you're complaining.
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right.
Yes, I am. It's hard. Clothes don't fit me well.
Okay. All right.
You don't wear them.
I mean, I wish that was the case. Seriously. If I go naked, I'll scare the people. Dead ass. They'd be like, oh, no, wait a minute. That's too much. I wasn't ready for all that. Draw it back.
So let's get into it. So COVID has been happening. We're here in COVID. We're in the midst of COVID. How's it been going for you? I mean, I don't even want to say we're kind of entering out of it, but you know, everybody's kind of getting adjusted. So how's it been for you?
No, Rona is real. I've been chilling, but overall I've been okay. Like, I still have to work my shoot job, and I'm still like working out at home. I'm still trying to, you know, I got my own little weight set up and stuff in the basement. I'm trying to eat correctly. I just started taking bookings. I'm just like trying to scatter them as well, because right. I don't want to be one week I'm here, next week I'm here. Mm-mm. Rona is real. And plus, right, a lot of these places is wrestling outside. I'm not an outdoor person. I'm not really an indoor person either, but you know, I'd rather be inside than outside.
Okay.
I like to be comfortable and comfortable. Okay. For me to be comfortable, I don't like bugs. I don't like the elements. I don't like any of that. Like, I just, but I do what I have to do. So if I have to wrestle outside, by all means, that's what we got to do.
Oh man. So have you changed your workout routines?
Yeah. Cardio is different. So I just been like walking around in my neighborhood and stuff, just trying to adjust to nature. Trying to adjust to the elements that's outside. And then, like, I'll lift some weights. It feel like prison workouts to me, but you know, it is what it is. We all got to do what we got to do.
I saw your Instagram. You had this one where during your entrance, Mr. Cheeks from the Lost Boys.
Yeah.
First off, for those people who don't know, because I was heavy into, like, I dabble heavy and dabble into East Coast music. I love East Coast rap. So, like, I'm very familiar with the Lost Boys, like Wu-Tang, like, that's all, like, my stuff. So, first, tell people who don't know who Mr. Cheeks is, and then tell us how you secured Mr. Cheeks in walking you out. That's just not no normal thing. That's, like, some Mayweather thing right there. So, like, Tell us how that happened.
For people that don't follow Mr. Cheeks, like you said, he was a part of the Lost Boys, and then he did like his own solo career where he had a few hits in the, I want to say, like, was it like the early 2000s, I think?
Yeah, with Little
Kim. During the Shiny Suit era, like, mm-hmm. you know, and that's when I started popping it off in the clubs and stuff. Wasn't old enough, but I did, and Lights, Camera, Action, and, you know, that was his, I want to say that was his biggest hit.
Probably, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So he was, there's a company I work for called BCW, mm-hmm. Recombination Wrestling, which is usually based out of New York, but because of everything that's going on, they secured a spot in Atlantic City, and he was there to perform. And one of my good juju girlfriends, aka sister Ruthless Lala, I don't know if you heard of her, she was there, and she was talking to the promoter, BCW, and saying, "Yo, Mr. Cheeks is here. Lights, Camera, Action has Sorry Miss Jackson in it. He needs to walk her out to the ring." And I was like, "You know what? That ain't a bad idea. See if you want to do that." So the owner of BCW went up to Mr. Cheeks, and Mr. Cheeks said yes. And Mr. Cheeks brought out his whole entourage with me.
I saw it.
So that was cool. Who would have thought? You know, things happen randomly. Thank God that worked out, because he could easily just said, "No, I'm just here to watch and perform and do my thing."
Right.
But he was real cool. Like, real cool, real respectful and everything. And it was just a good time. And he was there ringside with his boys. Watched me win my match, of course. Walked me back out. That's the story.
That's so cool. So you're going to secure him for the future Sweatpants Battle Royal as the musical interlude?
I mean, I got a couple of things up my sleeve if I'm able to pull them off. So we'll see. We'll see.
Okay, awesome. So let's go into the Sweatpants Battle Royal. What is that about? Because I've seen some of your interviews and stuff like that. I hear people talking about it. So for those people who don't know, explain the sweats pants and, you know, what the game plan is for this when it happens.
it's exactly how it sounds. It was a gray sweatpants battle royal. All the men in the battle royal had to wear gray sweatpants. Like, that's it. And the winner of the gray sweatpants battle royal, I was going to get a trophy made with like a little sweatpant thing on top. And I was going to give them a fleshlight because, you know.
Did you know?
But people don't really know what the gray sweat, like, Josh, do you know what the gray sweatpants mean? Like, people don't really know.
Exactly what the gray sweatpants means, yes.
Okay. Some people don't know. I had to explain it to a gentleman the other day. So just explain it to people like who don't know what that means.
Gray sweatpants is basically the eye candy for females. It shows off stuff. Like, when women wear lingerie, men wear gray sweatpants. It just shows off what you're working with. And it's not too much. It's just, you know, it's enough to see if you actually got something to work with or not.
Emily, did you know that? I'm like, see, like, I'm...
No comment. We're not talking about the gray sweatpants.
Emily said, "I'm not incriminating myself. My man is
nearby. I'm getting out of this one.
Well, tell him to wear some gray sweatpants around the house.
Hold the brain.
I'm just saying.
What's the game plan for it? Is it, are you reschedule it? Like, now that, you know, bookings are coming back, when are you planning on doing it?
If anything, if there can be like another WrestleMania weekend, then I will schedule it around that time. Only because I feel like this is like one of those once a year shows.
Right.
One of those shows that you have to be there to see it, because ain't going to be no evidence of videotaping at all. No. Because what happens at the Gray Sweatpants Battle Royal stays at the Gray Sweatpants Battle Royal.
Okay.
I feel like this could be a touring show in Vegas or something.
It could have a residency in Vegas. It could be, but I feel like it's special enough where it comes around once a year. Yeah. It'll just be like the biggest blowout ever.
So you can't blow out. So who would be in the Gray, like who would be... Like who was secured, and now that you're like, you know, planning for it in the future, who would you like to secure?
Oh, okay, thank you, Sarah. All right. Just gonna put it in the universe. You are.
For me.
Well, last year I had some special guests that were gonna come through that, you know, hopefully if it works out for next year, they can come back and do it and, you know, it just would blow everybody's minds. But for this year, I had like Chris Bay secured. I had AJ Gray. I had Christian Casanova. I had a Crime Time secured. I was going to induct Too Cold Scorpio into the Gray Sweatpants Hall of Fame because that's like my wrestling uncle, and he had hit me up and it was like, well, why can't I be in it? And I was just like, uncle, I love you, but I ain't trying to see that. But I've already heard. I already heard what you working with. So I still want you to come to the show. Okay. Right. I still want you to come to the show. I'll figure something out. And you know, he's a whole legend, like a whole legend. So I wanted him to be a part of the show. So I was going to induct him into the Gray Sweatpants Hall of Fame. I had, who else? I had Matthew Justice. I had Ricky Shane Page that people actually hate, but I just wanted him to be in it because, you know, he got some stuff that he's working with. The Gymnasty Boys, except for White Mike. He was canceled out of the Gray Sweatpants Battle Royal.
Okay.
Yeah, so I had some people showing up that was gonna show up.
So did you do research on, like, now I have serious questions. So did you watch video? Like how did you decide who was gonna, like, who you're gonna invite?
Yeah, some was research. I'm not gonna front. I mean, ain't like people don't look at me. So why can't I look at them?
Did you have anybody message you, like, anything interesting?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
I kind of do want to know. I don't want to see it. I just want to know, like, who.
We probably can't put them on blast the podcast. No.
You know what? One thing about me is what stays in my DMs stay in my DMs. So I would not say who said or who sent what. That's not my thing, because Lord, if I'm thirsting on someone and I slide in the DMs, I don't want them exposing me. Like, hey, you know, Faye Jackson was in my DMs. So, you know, it's respect. But yes, Sarah. Yes, I had quite a few people that were trained wrestlers, I will say that. And they were like, you know, do I fit the bill? And I'll just be like, well, okay. And that's exactly how I look at it.
Did you just make your own meme face just then?
Yeah.
If you guys haven't seen it, Faye has a meme where she's just looking at it.
And that's how people got booked. If you saw that picture when I was going through the list of guys that I wanted, if you saw me post that picture out, that's because I'm looking.
I'm looking. We'll finally move away from the Gray Sweatpants. Yeah.
Let's move on to other things. Yeah. Come on, Sarah.
sorry. You know, I just, it was something I was looking forward to, and I know people were curious about.
Everyone's been all in.
I will say, Sarah did help me out a couple of times, too, with the scouting.
I'm not even surprised.
Just to keep an eye on the West Coast and stuff. So, shout out to you.
You have to represent, you know, a
whole, exactly,
rounded group of people. So.
Exactly. So, you know, shout out to you, Sarah. Thank you very much.
You know, I just want everyone to succeed.
Yeah, let's move forward. So on top of COVID, a lot of other things have been happening, especially with Black Lives Matter and stuff like that. And let me just point out, I did see some of your interviews and they talked about it, but let me just point out, on Women's Wrestling Weekly, we have been talking about this since the inception of the show. We were asking people about it. So I'm gonna put that out there. This is not we're getting on the gravy train, none of that stuff. And we did talk about it when you were on the show last. Have you seen any changes? Is there any, like, hopes, or is there any changes that you see within the wrestling community?
I'm seeing it now, because even before, when I talked to you before then, it wasn't much change. But now I think, honestly, because of COVID, people are able to sit at home and watch and reflect and just, like, realize, because there's really nothing else to do besides, you know, hopefully mentally you're getting in touch with yourself, and, you know, hopefully spiritually you're getting in touch with that. But also there's just been things that if you're sitting at home, there's nothing else to do, and you finally realize there are some wrongs and things that you like. Almost like light bulbs went off in people's heads. Like, wait a minute, I don't think this storyline is right. Wait a minute, I don't think this news article is right. Wait a minute, I don't think what's going on in society right now with Black Lives Matter, does that reflect with pro wrestling? Actually, it does, because there's so much that has went on with the art of pro wrestling. Mm-hmm. And there's been such a standstill on it as far as people speaking up and speaking out about things that they had to deal with in the business. And now people are actually using their voice like, hey, you know what? If the world can speak up on this, I want to speak up on something that I actually love to watch, I love to do, I love to be a part of. But there's got to be some changes. And I think finally people are realizing that. And it's not because, sometimes it's not because of the people that's involved in the business, but it is because of the decision makers that are involved in the business. And when the decision makers stay the same for the past 20, 30, 40 years, and they see nothing wrong with what's going on, that's when people are like, all right, there's so many people of color, whether they're Black, whether they're Asian, whether they're of a Latin descent, that all love pro wrestling. Mm-hmm. It's like people are kind of seeing, well, there's so much talent, especially on the independent circuit. There's so much talent in the independent circuit. Why aren't they getting opportunities on these bigger platforms? That's because you got to look on who's running the bigger platforms.
Right.
So I think with all of that going on, people are finally starting to see what's going on with the business.
Yeah, I mean, it's, and we've seen it, especially in the last 6 months, that there's a lot of, there's so many people coming forward and speaking out about their stories and what they've experienced. And there's, like you said, there's marginalized voices that have not been heard and continue to still not be heard. And so where do you see yourself in this picture and trying to like push forward to have a voice in the industry? And some of the promotions you're working for, are they like taking steps to like help kind of change the industry for the better?
Well, what I've been doing personally is I've just been sticking my guns on, if you know who Faye Jackson is, this is who Faye Jackson is. You're going to take it or you're going to leave it. I'm not going to water myself down for anyone. I'm not going to up the ante where it's just too much for anyone. I am who I am. And I think a lot of people are actually seeing, well, especially with the companies that I've worked for specifically, they ask my input, like, what can I do? Is there anything to make it better? And sometimes you need a woman in a certain position. Sometimes you need someone that is Black in the position or Latino in the position just to make a difference in this art that we call pro wrestling. Yes, it's a sport, but I also call it an art because we are not only sacrificing our bodies, we are entertaining you. So it's a certain art form that we do. I feel that companies are actually taking the stride for the better to ask questions, to ask fans, all right, what do you want to see? What changes do you want to make? And I think fans are starting to realize who are the actual big decision makers mm-hmm. of certain companies and who's the best influencers of certain companies. Like, I'm grateful that people on Twitter, yes, I'm a creep. Yes, I like to creep on guys. That's just what I do. But a lot of people on Twitter also see that they call me Mama Faye or Auntie Faye. Not to say that I'm old as shit. I feel old. I do feel old, but I have a maturity level because I've been there, done that. So I think people are starting to respect the fact that I speak up not only for myself, I speak up for those that don't feel like they can speak up. And if that means that I get blackballed for it, then so be it. But at least I'm going to speak up for what's right.
Do you think that this is going to last? And the reason I say that is like last year, the women's movement, you know, Me Too happened. And then, you know, everything's happening for the women. And then, you know, we'll just take WWE, for instance. We had Evolution and then there was no Evolution. Mm-hmm. And like, I really like, because I'm probably not as much of, I don't know if the right word is creep, but I'm not as much as you, Faye, but I do appreciate, you know, some good eye candy. So I do like WWE with Hurt Business. And I tweeted like, oh my God, like I'm really feeling this storyline. And then I had a fellow co-host tweet me back, Flobo, and he's like, they usually pull out these type of storylines where they put Black people or minorities in the forefront when something is chaotic in the world. And then I felt like, wait, is this happening because COVID's happening? So let's showcase, you know, what we have. Because, you know, if you look at the Hurt Business, they've all been around for years separately. Mm-hmm. And now, like, I think they're doing amazing. I love MVP, stuff like that. But now I'm like thinking, okay, well, was this disingenuous? So do you think that's going to be happening, you know, with other promotions where it's like they're going to put, you know, Black people and minorities in the forefront, and then when things get back to normal, it's like, okay, well, we're going to revert back? Or do you think this is genuinely a change for the best?
I would say for the bigger companies, unfortunately, is what you're saying. Because of the things that are going on in the world, then, you know, let's highlight what we have so they can show that we're an ally.
Right.
I will say, as far as the Hurt Business, thank God for MVP, because MVP is actually a decision maker there. So I do see that going for the long run. I do see, if as long as he has a voice there, then things will get kind of better there. I don't know what the superstars are going through there. Hopefully it's not as bad as what they try to portray out on Twitter and Instagram and stuff right. like that, because we can't believe everything that we hear. I just know that MVP is doing his damnedest while he's there. Mm-hmm. As far as other companies, I think because the world is changing, the eyes are changing. And since the eyes are changing, then the business needs to change. So I think they are going to stick to, you know what, we need more minorities in certain positions, because the cis white male doesn't know everything. They do think they know everything. They think they have a touch on culture, but they don't know if they never experienced it. And that's right. the main thing. If you never experienced it, how can you know? How can you talk about somebody's pain or what they went through if you never experienced anything? It's the same as going through this business. With the independent circuit, I know AJ Gray's running for the culture, and it's just all Black talent. And I know he's worked hard to get that show together. It's hard to trying to put all these wrestling shows together. I learned. Trust me, I learned. I think it's going in the right direction as far as like these majority of wrestling companies finally just saying, hey, we need to ask other opinions of other people, not just my own and what I think pro wrestling is.
Right.
Absolutely. And it's even things just they don't notice or they don't pay attention to, like, oh, hey, you notice all the Black wrestlers, you always give them this dancing gimmick, and they all, you know, and they really don't. They don't notice that they do that, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's little things. It's not even, I think that's a great point that you brought up. It's not even done out of a malicious intent. The things that, a lot of the things that are happening, they're done out of ignorance. And the best way to solve that is to bring people to the table who, you know, like Robin Reed was saying on our past one, you know, bringing more people to the table who have those experiences. Mm-hmm. I think that's totally correct.
You're absolutely right. And that's what it is. I think it's finally people are, you know, using all the eyes and ears that they can, so they can attract more eyes and ears to watch the products. Because who knows if there's a rating system on independent wrestling TV. Who knows what their ratings would be if it was actually on someone's TV. It might be more people gravitating to that, because it's just everything that you can see as far as pro wrestling. You get your women's wrestling, you get your male wrestling, you get your grappling, you get your comedy match, you get your intergender match. Some people like it, some people don't. You get the luchador match. You get all of that. You get all of that in one show. Mm-hmm. Instead of just watching the same this person versus this person, this person versus this person, this person versus this person. It's usually all just, ugh.
So now, as far as yourself is concerned, taking bookings, what's kind of the game plan for the rest of the year?
Me asking questions. Like, not to ask who's on the show, but I want to know who's on the show. I also want to know, have they been tested for COVID? Are they willing to get tested for COVID? When's the last time they wrestled at certain shows? Or they've been doing it every single week? What protocols are you taking as far as like social distancing and like having just like the right things, the right protocols set up for us? As far as the locker room, how do you want how are you going to have the locker room set up? Now it's like, it's so many questions that you got to ask. Like, are you going to do a temperature check? Are you going to do a temperature check on the fans? Like, even my mom, she wanted to come out to the Collective this weekend. My family's in Ohio, and the show's in Indianapolis, and it's close for her to, I think it's only like maybe 2-3 hours close for her to come. She hasn't seen me wrestle since probably last year, but because of everything that's going on, that's, you know, that's just the way it is. And I had to think about it, and I really had to tell her, like, I need for you to sit at home, because not only do you have high blood pressure, you have diabetes, you just got over breast cancer a few years ago. I don't want you out near people. Like, and that's just for my own safety for her, because I'm more worried about her. If I, God forbid, if I catch it, who knows if I will recover from it. But, you know, I work out, I'm healthy, so I don't know if I would be able to take it or I can't. My mom wouldn't. Like, if my mom gets it, that's it. So I'd rather for her to just not be around that. At first, she was like, oh, I'm still coming. I'm grown. You can't tell me. I want to come and support you. I'm like, mom. And I had to break it down to her. Like, look, there will be other wrestling shows. I just don't want this to be your last wrestling show that you attend. So I'd rather you just, you know, chill. 2021. We'll see what happens. But other than that, like, only because people, I'm sure fans are going to be safe. Mm-hmm. But still, at the end of the day, who knows? We don't know. We don't know how you catch it. We know it's airborne. But, you know, who knows if the masks are really helping? Who knows if the hand sanitizer is really helping? We just don't know. Nobody has a cure for it. Mm-hmm. I will say, yes, wear your mask. Keep wearing using the hand sanitizer. And y'all should have been washing your hands after you used bathroom in the first place. I mean, that should have been a given. But you know, I'm glad people are taking the proper protocols to not get this virus, but we just don't know.
I will say the most surprising thing to me, so I started venturing out, doing a few shows, you know, and like you were saying about asking questions, I've had to learn each time, like, oh, that's a question I gotta ask next time, because yeah. I thought we would all be on the same page about this. Mm-hmm. But we're not. The yeah. funniest thing to me is handshakes. Mm. I really would have thought we'd all be on the same page.
About handshakes.
The handshake yep. tradition has to go right now.
Yeah.
Nope. No. Everybody's still reaching their hands at me. I'm like, ha ha.
Right. Elbow. Hello.
Yeah, you're like, elbow. You know, it looks like we're all doing the chicken dance.
Yeah. So, you know, I think you're exactly correct. Yeah. If you want to protect your loved ones, it's not just yourself. You have to think about it.
Right.
Everyone who's going to be there and what their choices are going to be.
Exactly.
And it's also like, and I've been working some shows too, and you're in a tight space for a long period of time. You try to limit the amount of time you're in that space, but making sure that like people are like tested ahead of time. And even after, like it's a before, it's an after, and then people can still possibly test positive later, depending mm-hmm. on, you know, just because you don't test negative at that time doesn't mean like 2 days from then you're not symptomatic. And so there's right. all these things that all of us want to like move on with our lives and try to like have some normalcy and get back to things. But we also have this like huge,
we gotta be safe
burden that we have to like be safe. And, you know, it's scary. But, you know, I hope that the Collective, and I hope the shows you guys are doing they're all being safe, because I know there's, you know, you should have waivers, and you should have temperature checks, and you should have, mm-hmm. you know, you should have like oxygen level tests, and like everyone should be doing these things. And they're not, you could have like a COVID safety officer nearby, or like yeah. on standby, you know, there's all these things that you could do that are reasonably priced that like the safety of your talent should be more important than making money. You know, and your fans, because if fans mm-hmm. are in the audience, that adds a whole other layer of like social distancing and, you know, the amount of people that are there. So didn't mean to go on that rant, but it's
important. No, you're right.
So let's touch a little bit on it. You can go, you know, tell the whole story, or you can just kind of dabble in it, whatever. There, you know, there has been talks about with you and ROH and how everything kind of played out. Has there, since you've been doing interviews and kind of talking about it, have they reached out to you, or what has kind of been, you know, happening? And for those who don't know, Can you kind of give them a gist of what happened?
No, and they're not going to, and it's fine. I called them out because they treated me wrong. They treated other Black talent wrong when I was there. But, you know, it is what it is. They're still going to thrive as a company. I have no ill will or hate towards them. I will continue to say that. You just have to move on from certain situations when you're not wanted. Other talent has done that as well. They realize when they're not wanted, you just got to go. And that's what it is. Hopefully things will change for the better there. I'm sure it is, because they have certain people in positions there now that I know that they are trying to make it better for their talent. But, you know, while I was there, and not only did I go through things, I witnessed things that they've done to people, to like specific people. And honestly, for me, it's not my story to tell on their behalf. Mm-hmm. Like, if they want to come out with it and speak on it, then that's on them. I was just bringing up stuff that I seen, that I dealt with, and things that I was told to my face. Honestly, it is what it is.
There you have it. Are we ready to do some rapid hot tag questions?
Let's go.
Okay. Are you ready? There's some different questions this time, Faye.
Oh, okay. All right.
Don't worry. Like, oh, not again. I thought after the first time I was done. No. Not done. It will never be done. I'm just questioning you. Okay, so rapid hot tag. So first question, favorite quarantine snack?
Cheddar Bay biscuits.
Do you prefer working out at home or at the gym?
Now at home.
Cooking at home or ordering out?
Ordering out.
If you could wake up tomorrow having gained one quality or ability, what would it be?
Being a psychic. Oh. So I can see what's going on in the future.
What in your life are you most grateful for?
Just being able to wake up in the morning.
This is by far my favorite question. If you were able to live to the age of 90 and retain either the mind or body of a 30-year-old for the last 60 years of your life, which would you want?
I'm going to go with body, because the body pays for itself.
Another one for team body.
Sorry, that could have been the answer.
Yeah, we're both like, you know what? You know, as long as you're looking good, it doesn't really matter, does it?
Yeah, especially for us women. Most of the time, men don't want us to think anyway. When we do think and say stuff, they feel threatened. So let me just shut my mouth and keep my body, and then you pay me for it at 90 years old. Yep, at 90 years old.
90 years old, you look straight up. You look banging. What you
wanna do? I'm sure 90-year-olds still have WAPs. So.
Well, I'll look hot, but not be able to put a sentence together.
Like Faye said, you don't need to. What do you have to say?
Oh my God. She said at 90 years old, I'm sure there's WAPs.
Yeah, this okay. is all flipped.
Let's hit that star of the week real quick.
Oh, I forgot I don't have music anymore.
Sarah, I gave you music, Sarah.
Thank you. Today's star of the week is Delilah Doom. Debuting in 2014 in Texas's Anarchy Championship Wrestling, you may recognize Delilah from her WWE matches against Nia Jax on Raw or Carmella on SmackDown. Her energetic and feisty fitness instructor persona recently evolved when she began teaming with her boyfriend Eli Everfly as the team Doomfly, and her repertoire now incorporates high-flying lucha libre moves and submissions. She's held several championships, including the Phoenix of Rise Championship, RCW Angels Championship, and the Shimmer Tag Team Championship. Be sure to follow her at Delilah_Doom, the O's are zeros, and tell her Women's Wrestling Talk sent you. If you want to learn more about a star of the indie wrestling scene, please shoot us your suggestions for future stars of the week.
I need to be a wrestling boyfriend. Does Shane McMahon watch this?
Shane, of course, Shane. Shane, Faye is waiting for you in the wings.
Hi, Shane.
TV family.
So Shane could find you just in case he's not. Where can everybody find you on social media?
Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, FayeJackson419.
And let me just say, folks, if you are not following her, you need to follow her. And then also, too, I'm going to plug the OnlyFans.
Yep, I got OnlyFans and Patreon, both of them. Double scoop. So double scoop. So onlyfans.com/FayeJackson419, patreon.com/FayeJackson419.
So if you want, well, I don't know what's on there, but I'm assuming it's more of what we've seen on Instagram.
Look, I'll just say it's appetizing.
Oh, well then. I think my screen froze at that one. Okay. No, my computer's like, oh, okay, this is what we're doing. thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Sarah the Rebel, Cat Lady number one, where can everybody find you?
No, I'm Queen Cat Lady now. Everyone can find me at Sarah the Rebel. Sarah's an H, as God in the Bible intended. And you can check out my Patreon as well. Not quite as appetizing as Faye's, but I feel like you're going to get fed.
And Emily.
Yeah, Farmer's Daughter over here. You can find me on all social platforms at Emily May Heller.
And thank you guys so much for joining us. We really appreciate it. Make sure you follow all our social media. It's, my gosh, I keep forgetting what it is.
It's WWTalkPod on Twitter and WWTalk on Instagram and everywhere else.
That is why we are a team. Because I'm like, I can't remember what
we got you, TK. We got you.
And then also every Thursday, this is evolving. I really love it. We definitely got to have you on one Thursday, Faye. Every Thursday, we're talking wrestling news with a different guest. This week's guest is going to be entertaining. So definitely it's going to be a surprise until the day before, the day of, I don't know. Sarah does the social media. But it's somebody new every time.
Tune in.
Male, female, it might be a cat. We'll see. But thank you guys so much for joining us. My name is TK Trinidad. You can find me on everything at TK Trinidad. Till next time, guys. Ciao.